Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. Jesus paid for your body on the cross. So you must honor God with your body. Are you honoring God with your body, your physical body? Are you honoring God with your body? Say, how do I do that? By taking care of it.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Getting Ready to Be Used by God.
Now, God has never created anything without a purpose. And the fact that you're alive means that He made you for His purpose. And the greatest thrill and the greatest adventure in life is actually being used of God to fulfill the purpose for which you were created. If you've ever felt the feeling of being used by God, you know that absolutely nothing else in the universe feels like that. The thrill of saying, this is what I was made to do. This is what I'm wired to do. And you feel God's presence, and you feel His glory, and you feel His smile in your life. The neat thing about when God uses you for His purposes is that He blesses you at the same time. But God only uses you if you're usable. God only uses you if you're willing to be used. God only uses you if you are prepared to be used. As your pastor, I want to help you experience the life you were meant to live. And this weekend, I want us to look at the idea of how do you get ready to be used by God? How do you get prepared to be used by God? Because in the Bible, anytime God wanted to use somebody, He had them get ready first. He had them prepare first. A good example of this is Joshua leading the children of Israel into the promised land. Moses had died. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead, and now you and all these people get ready. There's that phrase, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them. For 400 years, God had been promising, this is going to be really cool. You're going to love this. It's a promised land. It's everything you've ever wanted. And now they're just ready to go in. He says, you got to get ready. You've got to prepare. Now, this theme of being prepared so God can use you, so God can bless you, is all through the Bible. Jesus tells a number of stories about it. One of them is in Luke chapter 12, where He talks about the importance of being ready for when He comes back. And in verse 35 of Luke 12, He says this, be dressed for service and well prepared. Okay? Be dressed for service and well prepared, as though you were waiting for your master to return from a wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let Him in the moment He arrives and knocks. When opportunity knocks is one thing, but when God knocks, that's an even better thing. You'll be ready to open the door and let Him in the moment He arrives and knocks. There will be special favor for those who are ready and waiting for His return. Now, in this passage, He says three things. Be dressed for service, be well prepared, and be ready. He just says it three different ways. How do I do that? How do I get ready for the blessing of God in my life? How do I get ready to be all that I was meant to be? How do I get ready to experience the power of God and be used by God in ways I've never imagined before? You do five things. I want us to look at them this weekend. If you're taking notes, number one, the way I prepare for the life I was meant to live, number one, the Bible teaches I must purify my heart. Now, it always starts with the hearts, because it always is about motivation. If my motivation is wrong, everything else is going to be wrong in my life. And the first thing God wants me to do is to purify my heart. What does that mean? It means I take out the garbage, the emotional garbage, the relational garbage, the sin. I deal with the past errors, the faults, the failures, the mistakes in my life. St. Augustine once said, the confession of bad works is the beginning of good works. And so whenever God wants to use somebody in an amazing way, he starts by having them settle the accounts of yesterday. Clear it all up. Shut the door on the past. Make sure your accounts are up to date with God. Let's look at some verses. Job chapter 11, verse 13 says this. If you would only prepare your heart and lift up your hands to him in prayer, get rid of your sins and leave all your iniquity behind you. So he says, if you'll prepare your hearts and you get rid of your sins, you confess it all and you leave all the iniquity behind, he says, then, here's the promise, your face will brighten in innocence, you will be strong, you will be free of fear, you will forget your misery, and it'll all be gone like water under the bridge. I like all of that. He says, you can start over with a clear conscience, a clean slate. You're free of fear. You're free of misery. You're strong. Your face is brightened. It's all water under the bridge. It's all behind you. And it starts, he says, by preparing your hearts and by cleansing yourself of sin. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 gives the specific things they were to do before they were going to the promised land. Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now circle that phrase, great wonders. He says, God's going to do some really neat things in your life. God's going to do some great wonders. But he says, first, you have to purify your heart. You have to purify yourself. When I read that verse, I wonder what great wonders I've missed in life because it was junk in my heart.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Let's look at some verses. Job chapter 11, verse 13 says this. If you would only prepare your heart and lift up your hands to him in prayer, get rid of your sins and leave all your iniquity behind you. So he says, if you'll prepare your hearts and you get rid of your sins, you confess it all and you leave all the iniquity behind, he says, then here's the promise. Your face will brighten in innocence. You will be strong. You will be free of fear. You will forget your misery, and it'll all be gone like water under the bridge. I like all of that. He says, you can start over with a clear conscience, a clean slate. You're free of fear. You're free of misery. You're strong. Your face is brightened. It's all water under the bridge. It's all behind you. And it starts, he says, by preparing your hearts and by cleansing yourself of sin. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 gives the specific things they were to do before they were going to the promised land. Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now circle that phrase, great wonders. He says, God's going to do some really neat things in your life. God's going to do some great wonders. But he says, first, you have to purify your heart. You have to purify yourself. When I read that verse, I wonder what great wonders I've missed in life because there was junk in my heart. I often wonder what wonders I've missed. I wonder what wonders you've missed, the opportunities, the blessings that you could have had, but you didn't have a pure heart at that moment, so you missed it. He says, purify your heart so God can do great wonders among you. Now, how do you do that? How do you purify your heart? You do it by confession. What is confession? Confession simply means admitting to God, you're right and I was wrong. The word confession in the Bible, in the Greek, is the word homologeo. Homo meaning same. Logeo means to speak, a logo. A logos is word. To speak the same. To confess my sins just means, God, you're right, it was wrong. That pride I just had, that was pride. That jealousy I had, that was jealousy. That impatience with my wife, or that anger with my kids, or that lie I just told, or whatever just happened, you're right, that was wrong. I speak the same about it to God. I confess it to God. And what happens when I do that? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and he will do right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. It's that simple? Yep, it's that simple. All I have to do is admit it, to own up to it. It was wrong, and I'm sorry, it was wrong. And God says, then my part is to forgive you and to purify you from all wrongdoing. That's the starting point. Until you get a purified heart, God cannot use you. God can use all kinds of vessels. He uses big vessels, little vessels, ornate vessels, plain vessels, small vessels. He uses broken vessels. The only thing God will not use is a dirty vessel. And so the starting point, if you want God's blessing in your life, and if you want to be used for the purpose you were created, you got to purify your heart. And how do I do that? I confess to God the sin in my life. I don't let it pile up. If I let garbage pile up in the kitchen for a day or two, it's not that big a deal. I let it pile up for a week, it starts stinking. If I let it pile up for longer than a week, the whole house starts reeking and it starts attracting all kinds of vermin who want to get into that rotting, dirty garbage. Now, the rest of your life, you're going to keep sinning. You're not going to live a perfect life. You're going to sin. So what do you need to do? You need to keep short accounts of God. You don't go days without confessing it. You don't do a week. You don't let it pile up for months. Because when you do, it just starts stinking. And the key to being used of God is not to be perfect, but to keep short accounts with God. And to, as quickly as it comes to your mind, you go, you're right, God, that was wrong. I'm sorry. I ask for your forgiveness. And so what you do is you do, and I do this on a regular basis, I do a personal inventory of my life. I sit down and I do a little soul searching. And I say, okay, God, what's between me and you? Is there something that I've hurt other people that I feel guilty about? Is there ways that other people have hurt me and I'm holding on to a grudge and resentment? What am I worried about? What am I afraid of? What am I insecure about? Where am I being dishonest? I'm looking at all these different areas of my life. I hold a personal inventory. And you need to do this. You need to purify your heart so God can use you. 2 Timothy 2:21 says this. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil that God can use for his purpose. Your life will be clean, not perfect, clean. Your life will be clean and you will be ready. That's what we're talking about, getting ready to be used by God. You will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. So here's my question for you. What's piled up in your life that you need to get rid of? What do you need to do business with God? What you need to do this week, if you're serious about God's blessing in your life, is you need to get off by yourself for an hour or so and be quiet and alone with God, and you sit down and you say, okay, God, what's between me and you? And whatever he brings to mind, you write it down, you confess it, you tear up the paper, you can burn it if you want to. I've done that sometimes. You throw it in the trash, whatever, put it through your shredder. But the thing is, you get it off your chest, you admit it, and you get forgiven and you get cleansed. Nothing is going to happen in your life until you do that. You purify your heart. And you say, God, what do you need to do in my life? Now, once you've purified your heart, you move to the second thing, and that's your body. And number two, in order to be ready to be used by God, I must purify my heart and I must sanctify my body. Now, let me explain what that means. Sanctify my body. The word sanctify is just a fancy word that means to dedicate for a purpose. That's all it means. Sanctify means to dedicate something for a special purpose. When we did the series on the tabernacle, and Kay taught us that there were certain utensils in the tabernacle that were dedicated for specific purposes, and they were only used for that, those items were sanctified. You can sanctify anything. You can sanctify your marriage. God, we dedicate this marriage to you. You can sanctify your job. God, I dedicate my job to you. You can sanctify your car. God, I give you my car. It is to be used by you any way you want to for good. You can sanctify your house. God, I give you my house. I dedicate this house to you. So it can be a person. It can be a relationship. It can be an item. It can be a utensil. Anytime you dedicate something for God's purpose, that becomes sanctified. That's all it means, dedicated for the master's use. Now, the Bible says that after I purify my heart, now God says, I want you to sanctify your body. That means dedicate my physical body to God's purpose for the life I was meant to live. Let me show you some verses. Romans 6:13. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God since you've been given new life. And use your whole body. Circle that. Your whole body. Use your whole body as a tool. That means eyes, ear, nose, mouth. Every part of my body as a whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Now, why this emphasis on the physical? I mean, I understand God saying, I want your heart to be clean. I can get that. But why does he say, I want your body, your physical body, to be dedicated to me? I'll tell you why. Because you can't do anything on this earth without your body. Anywhere you're going to serve God, your body goes with you. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. But you cannot be where your body isn't. Sometimes people say, oh, I can't be with you tonight, but I'll be with you there in spirit. You know what that means? Nothing. It means nothing. You can't be in spirit with somebody. You can only be where your body is. And as long as you are alive on this planet Earth, you will only be where your body is. That's why Jesus said, it's good for me to go away because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. Why? Because when Jesus was here in the flesh, he could only be in one place at one time. Now he could put his spirit in all of us and be all around the world at once.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Here's a note that I got from a woman named Becky. She said, "Pastor Rick, the Daily Hope Ministry has truly helped me in many ways. I attend church on a regular basis. However, the Daily Hope broadcast has taught me so much, and I can honestly say that I never miss one of those Monday through Friday morning quiet times listening to Pastor Rick's teaching, growing closer to the Lord, and applying what he's taught me through his messages. I am blessed beyond measure, and I absolutely love the way the Lord is using Pastor Rick to reach out and teach Christians and non-Christians as well. One day, I believe I'm going to be able to increase my monthly contribution. I also believe that in the not-too-distant future, that will happen." Woohoo! Faithfully fit, Becky. I love your heart, and I love your faith, and I love this phrase, faithfully fit, Becky. That's great. I want everybody to please pray with me that the Daily Hope radio broadcast and all of our online resources will continue to transform lives with the simple truth of hope through Jesus Christ. By the way, you can catch up on Daily Hope messages that you may have missed by going to PastorRick.com. They're all there. So check out the ones that you may have missed. And thanks for listening today. Let's all stay, like Becky, faithfully fit. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. PD.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at PD.church. That's PD.church.